Blog Talk Radio.
Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Psalms 107:1. Welcome to the Blog Line. We thank God for those of you who have joined us. The Blog Line has over 90 million listeners in Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, Europe, North America, and South America. We're here at this time to give thanks to God. Please keep in mind that the time we spend in the presence of the Lord is sacred. So let us please refrain from coughing, sneezing, yawning, or clearing our throats while we're on the Blog Line. At this time, let us receive the world's greatest saxophonist, Keith Praiser, pastor of Amazing Grace International and ambassador to the nations, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Thank you.
And thank you, Ambassador-elect, amen, that Sister Frierson, Benita Frierson.
God
bless
you.
Thank you for such a wonderful introduction, and thank God for all of you on the Blog Line. This is a line dedicated to thanking God 1,000 times. It is possible. I was on the flight going back from Florida to Texas then, and I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. Just talking, didn't know it was possible. Let my chair back and try to get some sleep. And the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank you 1,000 times, but up on your word, I'll try. And I put my handkerchief over my mouth and turned my head toward the window and began to say, thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I meant it from my heart. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. See, there's a difference when you mean it from your heart. You can just say rhetoric and just keep thanking him over and over. But if you don't mean it from your heart, it's just words. But he hears your heart. He will hear that. A man looking on the outward appearance, says Isaiah, but God looketh on the heart. And I just kept on thanking him from my heart. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And before I knew it, the Holy Ghost came in the room and began to touch me. I was about to shout in my seat. I thanked him 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800. When I got to about 800 times, I was so full I couldn't sit still. I was about to holler all over the plane. I felt like running down the aisle, shouting. So to keep from acting crazy, I just got up and started walking, still with a handkerchief over my mouth, saying, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Kept on thanking him. Saw the restroom in the back of the plane, headed toward that, and thought about how he touched my lungs and healed me of asthma. I was born with asthma, and God healed me that day. And I marched toward the restroom and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And got in the restroom and shouted, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I began to shout in the restroom. And I looked down, and some things came out of it. Number one, the anointing destroyed every yoke around me. Secondly, I looked down and saw that it only took me between 15 and 20 minutes to thank God 1,000 times, which led to 1,000 thank yous around the country, which led to collectively now over 2 billion praises a night, which is leading collectively to a huge, huge convention. Yeah, it is for an appointed time. It will come. I saw this 500-piece orchestra that filled the whole bottom of this huge arena. The arena bottom was the orchestra. And I begin to say, well, now this has to be so because God prepared me. I was over the Church of God in Christ, the largest orchestra for any convention in the world. We formed that orchestra, helped and maintained with Lavonia Whitley. And we maintained that orchestra and took it up to 2,500 pieces. And at one particular time, we performed with maybe 200-piece orchestra, something like that. But I saw a 500-piece orchestra filling the whole bottom of the arena. The whole arena was the orchestra. And then I saw up there in the stands about a 1,500 voice, a 1,500 voice choir. Oh, my God, and we were serenading the Lord. And I began to tell the people how to shout praises and taught them how to thank him 1,000 times, let him in. There was praise like the world has never witnessed. It was ultra awesome, ultra, ultra awesome. And it sure come to pass. Pastor Williams helped me and helped so many of us on the line. He worked on Habakkuk 2. A lot of people said, well, he's a lie because there wasn't no 500 people orchestra in the first year. But it wasn't the appointed time. But the appointed time is coming, y'all. It is coming. And it's going to be praise like the world has never seen with this 500-piece orchestra and 1,500-voice choir. And do you know in the Old Testament it says that when, I believe, David was crowned or coronated, had the coronation, who was it? Yeah, I think it was. The choir and the orchestra, the instruments, played so and came together in unison until it was like a cloud of smoke in the temple. The anointing was so thick. It's going to be that way again, like a cloud of the anointing from this 500-piece orchestra serenading God. And this 1,500 voice choir, or more, it may be more, but I saw it, it's coming to pass. And oh my God, heaven is going to rejoice like never before. So it is possible. I want y'all to know that we're going to thank him in just a few minutes, about 15 to 20 minutes. We'll stop at about 9:27 or 8. But I want to give you a chance to make your request known unto the Lord. Here's faith. You make your request known. You don't wait till whatever happens, they tell you it has happened. You thank him in advance like it's already happened. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to make your request known, and then we'll begin to thank the Lord for all that he's going to do in advance. All right? Go right now. Make your request known. Father, God bless you. I hope you had time to make your request known. And now I'm going to pray, and at the end of my prayer, let's all come in, all of us come in, and let's begin to thank you 1,000 times on the blog line tonight. Father, look on these special people who have joined the blog line. We've opened up just a few lines, Lord, that people may give you glory and give you adoration. We want you to be praised. We want you to be glorified in the name of Jesus. I pray that as the people come tonight making their request known to you, I ask you in Jesus' name if you would grant those requests as we take time to thank you 1,000 times in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that you heal every person on this block line. Heal them. Heal their bodies. Those who are suffering with any type of illness, I pray for a miracle. I also pray, Lord, for Sister Aretha Scott, who was on the blog line and the all-night prayer, which will take place tomorrow night again. But she was on there, Lord, and because she was on there so long, her company, Cricket, told her that they would remove her off the line if she went on there again. And God, that ain't nothing but the devil. I'm asking you to fix it for her. Oh, God, you're able. And I'm asking you to fix it for her in Jesus' name. We're going to thank you in just a moment 1,000 times, but grant all these requests made by these precious, precious, precious people. We glory in you. Forgive us for all sin, sins of omission and sins of commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us in the name of Jesus. Take us up, Lord. And I pray for those who are not on the line who should be. But, Lord, thank you. People make their own choices. Bless people on this line tonight, Lord, who have stopped to tell you that you're more important than their schedules. In Jesus' name. And as they give you praise and adoration, would you give them a special, special blessing? God, they're symbolizing that they realize that a relationship is more than one way. You gave your son, God, Jesus, and he gave his life. But you expect us to give back to you. Yeah, praise and adoration. You expect us to give you love. You expect us to give you reverence and respect. Now, God, we do give it back to you, and we symbolize it tonight by stopping our schedules and making you first to give you over 1,000 thank you. In Jesus' name, we give it to you. Thank God. Yeah. And we thank you now, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Not everybody is joining us. I'm listening. I will know to join us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 9 7 7 3 3 4 8 3 2 5. What about y'all? Just thanking. Just praising. Thank you.
Praise shit.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you for your joy, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
And thank you for helping us thank the Lord 1,000 times over there, and people all over the world, in Africa, Asia, India, oh, Puerto Rico, everywhere. Thank you, Russia, England, everywhere. Oh, my God. Pastor Hagin, if you're on here, I just want to know where we're going and where we plan to go with the other lines in the future. And I want to tell the people this, because I want y'all to start praying about this more. Amen. And Pastor Hagin, are you there? Amen. If you are, give us a station identification of where we are going, being heard. Amen. Amen. I don't know if she's there. Are you there, Ambassador Hagin? Praise the Lord. Thank you. Well, we're being heard all over the world, over 90 million listeners. We started with 3 people, and God has taken it to 90 million. But what I wanted her to say is that it's available to us, and we're checking into it now. There's another blog line that we want to join with us, and it is, I believe, I'm not sure. Ambassador Hagin, are you there? All right. We can't hear you if you are. Amen. But this other blog line, I believe, is, I believe, 100 and, or is it, no, 600 million, I believe. And we want to take this blog line we have up and join them with us, and we'll have an audience of over 690 million people. It is possible. Amen. If the devil stuff can go viral all over the world, what about God's stuff? What about thanking him? People want the real thing. They really want an experience with the Lord. And we're furnishing that to them. No wonder people, so many people are joining in and listening to this. Thank you, thank you. You'll find it all around the world. The proof is in the pudding. Ambassador Hagin, I believe, was walking through a mall the other day, and she passed by somebody, and they were going, thank you. Where do you think that comes from? Things have origination. Amen. Amen. They have origination. Amen. We originated the praise check, and it's going all over the world. You hear it? It came right from Dr. Bernard Johnson and Amazing Grace, a praise check. Some people get it wrong. They think the praise check is to see if you have a praise. No. That's not the purpose. Everybody's got a praise. Even if you don't pray, then you got a praise. But the praise check is to set and see what level your praise is on. Whether you have a high praise, a medium praise, a low praise. If God's been good to you and he performed miracles for you, you ought to have one when you're jumping up and down, shouting and screaming, thank you, Jesus. Because he healed your body of cancer. He healed your body of diabetes or tuberculosis. But if you don't have much of a praise, then your praise is way down there. So we originated. Now, what we're doing now, we have originated what we call the New Awakening. Yeah. It came right here. You hear him talking about the New Awakening? It came from right here, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise line and the blog line. And your servant, to all of you, Ambassador, our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, amen, we originated that, the praise check, amen. So, and it works, it's so phenomenal when it's done correctly, the praise check. Now, somebody trying to say something? Go ahead.
Thank you.
You trying to say something?
This is Mother Wilson, I'm just thanking God also. I thank him for my life tonight, for being on the blah blah. And I thank him for my strength. And I'm looking for him to continue to give me more strength.
Oh, he will.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Keep me in your prayers, Mother. I want all these mothers on here. Would y'all keep me in your prayers? Amen.
Thank you
for Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Lord. All right. And so we originated. You need to know this. Because people in this day and time will try to steal everything from you. The enemy comes to steal. Mm-hmm. Kill and destroy. Let me just put it on your natural page and you'll understand why I'm doing this. Many of you have had many phenomenal ideas in your life, and the devil stole them from you and took the all of the praise and glory we give ours to God, but the enemy will try to take that too from God. So many ideas you had, and they took them from you and said, made like they had the ideas. Plagiarism is a terrible thing. When all you have to do, you don't have to, if you got the anointing, you don't have to worry about nothing. God will do things for you and through you. You don't have to take nobody's ideas and make like they yours. No, you don't have to do that. God's got a place for you. If you just honor him, he will do that for you in the name of Jesus. But all you have to do in the seminary that teaches, all you have to do is just give the person's name where you got it from. Amen. If you get from a book from John Jones with the who talks about the fasting experience, then and you quote from his book, all you have to do is just say, John Jones stated in the book Fasting Experience, and then go on to what he said. But the church is, you might say, the number one stealer of, or the number one people who do plagiarism. They want to make it like they fast and pray that they got it. Preach your son. I had a person come to my church, our church rather, the Lord's church, and preach my sermon that God gave to me. Word verbatim, and use the same points. And preached it right in front of me because he didn't know that it was my sermon. And please see people in the church, and then they make this excuse for it. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Well, that's a lie that the devil's trying to get out everywhere. And they say the Bible said it. Well, the Bible says, and it tells you that God said that he reserves many of his secrets for the end time. Now, that's what the Bible says. He reserves many of his secrets for the end time. And then it goes on to say that he reveals his secrets to his prophets and to his people. If you're one of his people, you can get his secrets, and they haven't been revealed. So that can't be true. Ain't nothing new under the sun. God is doing a new thing. I said he's doing a new thing. I wish I had some amen somewhere, but he is doing a new thing.
Amen.
Hey, don't think he can do. Don't tell me and make that excuse. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Don't tell me that God can't do nothing new. God is the originator of things that are spiritual, and if he wants to, he can tell secrets that he's never told people in the history of the world. He reserves them for the end time. Let me see if I can pull it up and read it to you. Yeah, I got it. And God reserves his secrets. Many of the secrets from the end time, and then for his people. Oh, my God. So all I'm trying to tell you is you ain't got to take nobody's stuff. Just seek the Lord. Get on your knees and get what God has for you rather than try to make like you came up with this yourself. It's not so. Amen. Daniel says, 2:28, here it is, Amos. 3:7, Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord, and then all capital, God, G-O-D, capital G, all letters caps. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Then Daniel 2:28 says, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar. This is talking in his day and time. What shall be in the latter days? When is that? That's the end time. And make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. It can mean his latter days. But I believe it's also referring to the latter days of the earth, the end time. The dream and the visions of thy head upon the bed. God can reveal those things. And then, Daniel 2:29 says, for only thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. This is an interpretation of his dream. And he that revealeth secrets, who is that? God. Make it known to thee what shall come to pass. Yeah. What shall come to pass? God does reserve secrets and reveal secrets. And he can reveal things to you that the world had never seen before. Amen. He's already done it in front of your eyes. There's proof in the pudding. When have you in your whole life, how old are you? When have you in your whole life heard of a group of people or people coming together to thank God 1,000 times? He has new things that he does. When have you in your whole life heard of people giving God billions of praises? Every night, over two billion praises went up here tonight. God bless you. How you do that? Just get a billion people to thank God 1,000 times. Amen. And happen tonight. So seek him. He may give you something fresh and something new. I try to seek God where I have something fresh every Sunday. I preached something fresh last Sunday called Explode. Amen. And we've been exploding ever since. God bless you. Didn't come to preach to you tonight, but we thanked him 1,000 times, and I have just something good to give you at the close. May the Lord bless you, keep you. Anybody got a praise report before we go? Anybody got a praise report? God did something for you, and you want to tell it before we go? Anybody? All right, we won't push you, but the line is open to you. If you want to tell it, it's something we'll make. Oh, my God. God bless you even more when you tell of his goodness, because Psalms, what is that? 102 says, make known his deeds among the people. All right, anybody else? You want to give a praise report?
I'm Aretha.
We hear you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Aretha, and I want to thank God so much tonight that I was blessed to get back on this prayer line. And I want to thank him so much, because it has really encouraged me on a lot of things, and I want to thank God for that. Thank you.
God bless you. Are you the one that was in that accident with those other people?
In an accident? Oh, yes, I'm
okay,
Aretha.
That wasn't you.
No, okay. It's
Aretha
Scott.
All right.
From Chicago.
Aretha Scott. You back on the prayer line?
Yeah. From Chicago.
Yeah. Well, give us your testimony about how you were on there. You know what I'm saying? They told you. Well, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, I was blessed to get back on it.
Tell us what happened, how they told you they were going to take you off. Tell that.
Oh, yes. After I had got on it that Wednesday night, and then that finally come calling me. He said, I tried to make some phone calls, and I couldn't get them through, because every time I make them, it would come up. And they kept doing that, so I just called the operator. And they said they was doing that because they see that I had to make two numbers that they didn't allow. And they called off the
number. They didn't allow.
712.
What numbers were they?
And I told them that them the numbers that I was calling the prayer line.
Those are the prayer line numbers. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. And he said, he was going to cut my phone back on then, but like if I do it again, they was going to cut it off for time, because that's them two numbers, they do not pay fine. He said I had made 360 minutes over on it. That's how they paid it attention. And they, so I couldn't call those two numbers. And if I did.
And those are numbers for the prayer line and the blog.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He called off both of the numbers in full. And then that's what I told him, my prayer line number that I'd be calling. He said, well, that's, he going to cut me on that day since I didn't know. But he said, like I know now, he said, if I do it again, it would be cut off for good.
But here you are on there again tonight.
Huh?
We pray for you today, Sister Aretha, and pray
that
God would fix that thing. And he must have fixed it, because you're on the prayer line tonight, the blog line tonight.
Oh, yes, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah. Amen, my God. Did y'all hear that? They told her if she came on the blog line and on the prayer line, We had an all-night prayer last Wednesday, and we're going to have it tomorrow night. I want y'all to be ready. Y'all will come over to the prayer line tomorrow night, and we're going to keep that line open for people who will be giving praises and messages all night long tomorrow night, beginning at 9 o'clock. So do y'all have the number? I'm going to give it to you. Get a pen, get this prayer line number, and come over to the prayer line tomorrow night. And that's where we're going to give God our 1,000 thank yous and everything. It's going to be phenomenal again. But y'all got the testimony that she came on that prayer line, and they told her, they called her and told her, if you come on that line again, you know, we don't allow that line and another line. Who is that, you think? I think it's the devil. They said they're going to cry for pain. Yeah, that was the enemy. And they said they're going to cut the phone off if she got on the line again. Here she is now, and the Lord's blessing her. Will y'all help me say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for the miracle. Amen. God did it, and we pray on it. So you can thank the Lord for the miracle. Just keep on thanking Sister Rita, and let the Lord work something else out for you. You hear me?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Let him work something else for you. And he's going to give you miracles like you've never seen in 2015. Just keep on praising him. And you say, oh, God just dropped his D-drive. Sister Rita, do you drive?
No, I don't drive.
All right. My God. Well, do you have a car?
No, I don't have no car.
Can you drive? You don't know how to drive?
Oh, yes, I knew how to drive. I just don't have no car.
Would you like one?
Oh, yes, I will be good.
Good, because the Lord dropped into my spirit. He's going to bless you with a new car.
Thank you.
If I were you, I would go around the house tonight and tomorrow thanking him in advance for my new car. I sure would.
Thank you.
Because
thank
the more you thank him, the more he's going to bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now let me show you something, Sister Rita. How I really got that. I was minding my own business talking to you a moment ago. My furthest thought was away from a new car. I don't think about no new car. But while I was talking to you, a voice dropped in my spirit and said, I'm going to give her a new car. Now, from knowing how to recognize God's voice, I know to ask questions. I started asking questions, not saying anything. Well, did the Lord say that, or was that the devil? First of all, the devil doesn't want you to have no new car. He doesn't want you to be prosperous and look prosperous and be blessed. And he certainly doesn't want you to have a new car. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Are you hearing me? So when I heard the voice say, I'm going to give her a new car, I wasn't even thinking about a new car. When I heard it drop in my spirit, say, I'm going to give her a new car. Guess whose voice that was?
Okay.
I said, guess whose voice that was?
Jesus, God.
Did you hear me? It was the voice of the Lord. Because the devil doesn't want you to have a new car. He doesn't want you to be blessed. So it had to be, every time you hear a voice speaking good, guess whose voice that is?
Be the Lord.
It has to be the Lord, because the enemy, he speaks in retrograde. The enemy speaks in backwards mentality all the time. Yeah, whatever it should be done, he'll tell you something opposite of that. If you're supposed to, if somebody has been blessing you and you're supposed to be a blessing to them, he'll tell you to bless somebody else rather than bless them, because he speaks in awkward, backwards mentality. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want it, all you got to say is, Lord, I receive it in the name of Jesus. See, if you don't want it, then, he'll pass you on by and give it to somebody else. But if you want it, you ought to be saying, Lord, I receive it in the name of Jesus. The prophet has prophesied it. You need to grab it now if you want it and say, Lord, I receive it.
I will receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. See, that's the key many times. Y'all don't know that. But you have to. It's a little longer story, but maybe you'll get the point if I tell you this. There was a man who was in prison, a black Muslim. The white governor came into being the governor. He was a new white governor. And he pardoned many of the people who had been in prison. And everybody received the pardon except one man. They went to this black Muslim and said, you've been pardoned. You can come. Get out of prison now. He said, who pardoned me? They say Governor Joe, or whatever his name was. He said, ain't that new white governor? They say, yeah. He said, I don't want it. I don't want nothing from no white man. And they went back and told the governor. He said he didn't want it. He said, a pardon is only a pardon when the person who has been pardoned will receive the pardon. See, I hope you got it. A blessing, a miracle is only a miracle that will take place when the person who has been prophesied upon is willing to receive the prophecy.
Thank you, Jesus. Grab it. Mm-hmm.
You got to grab it. When the prophecy comes, grab it and exercise your faith on it and see what God does for you. Amen. The Holy Ghost said he was going to give you, God's going to give you a new car. I've been saying, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I receive it. Thank you in the name of Jesus. See, that's how you get miracles from the Lord. You receive what he has said. I believe you. See, if you tell somebody something and they don't believe you, it won't make you want to do it because they don't believe you. But if you tell somebody and they act like they really believe you and they do believe you, it'll make you want to do more for them. Do I have a witness on the line anywhere?
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Bless all of y'all. I'm through here tonight. Hopefully you've been blessed. You certainly have been blessed by thanking him 1,000 times. Amen. He'll bless you every time. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And may something wonderful happen
Pastor
to
Johnson.
You.
Pastor Johnson.
God bless you. Go ahead.
I hear, and also God said by his stripes that she is healed.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you hear that, Katarika? Grab it and thank God for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory, hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he said patiently, he's working things out for you. And get ready for a blessing and miracles. In Jesus' name.
You need to be saying, I receive it. I receive it.
Woo,
thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Jesus, I receive it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that's how you get miracles to happen in your life. Receive the prophecy. Somebody say something wonderful, and God's going to do it for you. Say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Start
you.
Praising
the
God.
I receive it in the name of
that's
Jesus.
The way you do
thank
it.
You, thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
mm-hmm,
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
My mama.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell you something else. A prophecy can come forth for a certain person on the line. But if you grab it in the name of Jesus, God will have no respect of persons. He will do the same thing for you. If you grab it and say, I receive that in the name of Jesus, and Lord, thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you.
Lord, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah,
thank
go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and praise him. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else have a word they want to say? Anybody else have a word they want to say before we go?
Thank you.
Speak up. All right. God bless you. Oh, God, I hear this song. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
He's Lord. He's Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless all of you. Thank you, Jesus. May y'all have a wonderful night.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, let me give y'all a testimony before you go. For some time, I had ringing in my ear. But I can report tonight, no ringing. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God, praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
No one like you, God. There's no one like you. Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, oh God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Body right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank
you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Mm. Well, Father, bless them in the city, bless them in the field. Bless their going out and coming. Bless their family, bless their home. Bless what they say and what they do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, for him. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus. Thank you.
All that is in the knees. As well as give them much desires. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we permit you. And I thank you for all. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
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 God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful night.
Oh, good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
In Jesus' name. Good night to you.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
God bless everyone.
Good night.
Everyone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good night to you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
I'm trying to learn how to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.